We are very concerned about the cycle of violence. Of course, we all know how the Gaddafi regime has been torturing for years, for decades in Libya. And it's been very difficult also for us to work there and address the victims of torture. But we also know how governments in transition or administration in transition often cannot do away with torture. And that's why we think it's so important to try early on to address the whole issue of violence and to try and stop torture in detention and prisons. And with the Amnesty report today, unfortunately, what we have been predicting to know is probably true then. So I think this just leads us again to call for interim authorities, the National Transitional Council, and the international community to try and stop the extreme violence that's going on and to try and stop the torture that's going on and to very urgently set up some kind of rehabilitation scheme there, and we would be happy to help such a scheme. Of course, the problem for us is we don't have any money to do that, but we would be so pleased to go in and support those medical staff, the doctors who would be addressing those that just have been tortured, and to try and work with others to see that this torture is stopped.
So your call is both to the international community for support and help and to the new interim government, am I correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that it's a lost cause to ask Gaddafi to stop torturing. He's never listened for 40 years, unfortunately. But we think it's very important for the credibility of the new National Transitional Council that they stay away from torturing and stay away from these atrocities that Gaddafi has been doing if they want to have credibility. And what we are calling on them is to really try to stop this. And we are also saying that we are willing to support the institution building in Libya that is necessary, and that the international community should, of course, monitor and try to stop what's going on and what Amnesty is saying is going on also, but also to try and build rehabilitation work for those people that have been tortured. And to when you rebuild the country, you also have to build establishments that address the victims of torture and that can do something about all those people who I suppose most of them are victims of torture from the Gaddafi era, but also to address what's going on right now.
Well, right now, Libya is receiving attention from the media as the situation there is evolving and fighting continues. But, I mean, the chances are that as soon as the situation stabilizes, there'll be no more mention, in the news at least, of the plight of the people there. Is that where you intend to really pick up with the help of the international community?
Absolutely. And I think we've all heard also about the migrant workers who are kind of trapped in Libya, and the particularly people from sub-Sahara Africa that look the same way as many of the mercenaries that Gaddafi has hired. And so therefore, they are allegedly also seen as Gaddafi supporters, which may not at all be the case. So it becomes a kind of people are from their African origin predicted as being mercenaries, but they may not be. So it's very important to break this whole cycle of violence, and to also that the new responsible persons in the interim authorities really are alerted by the international community that they may not torture. It's absolutely forbidden, and that they are losing their own credibility with their own people and also with the international community if they continue torturing the same way that Gaddafi and his regime has been doing.
Britta, in your experience, now Libya is a situation in which the international community did intervene for whatever reason, whilst it is not intervening in others. Do you think the fact that it took interest foresees that they will actually continue their intervention in rebuilding and in helping in many ways?
Well, of course, this is what we hope. I think it's very immoral to go in and protect the oil rigs and not to protect the people. I think if you have a commitment to stop terrible and corrupt government and a government that's doing bad things to its people and torturing its people. You have to be in there, not just for a short term, but for a longer term. And of course, if we all want, which I think so, we all want a democratic Libya to emerge, then I think the international community needs to support institution building and democratic processes and support a civil society that wants to emerge in Libya. And that this is so important, because if one doesn't do that, then the whole Arabic Spring, it may even fail. And of course, our concern, we are a small organization in one way, but we are worldwide. We are very concerned about the whole issue of torture, because we know how repressive it is, and that we also feel that very, very urgently there needs to be established some rehabilitation support, some clinics for those victims, so that those people who are currently being tortured and also the people of the past that have been tortured can see that there is a change coming. And in that way, rehabilitation also works as a prevention for further torture.
If they are adequately taken care of, do torture victims manage to overcome their ordeals?
Yes, I mean, very many people do so. You know, we are working around the whole world, and we have an example also from Iraq, which had a kind of similar situation some 6 years ago. And we managed to establish some centers, although they're very small, but still they were received very positively from the population. And I think that the international community does need to support the good work that people want to do as well. And I think we have lessons learned from many countries, also in Africa, that you cannot just go and say that now this regime has ended and start building a new one with only supporting, you know, let's say the industry or the oil production. But you have to rebuild institutions and give the Libyans in this case a chance to rebuild their society in a democratic manner. And we as an NGO, of course, are very happy to support whatever we can do.
Are you hopeful for a good outcome?
Of course, we're very hopeful for a good outcome. But it doesn't come automatically. I think this is the whole message. That's why we are very much reminding the international community on our website, the irct.org, and there you can see how we are working in different countries. And I think that a good outcome doesn't come automatically. So we have to support, you know, the good institution building and those good forces that want to stop violence and stop torturing, to really support them with alternatives and to take care of those victims that are there, to make a point of that this is not acceptable anymore.
Thank you very, very much, Britta. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I think also from a moral point of view, it's unnecessary almost to point this out on this radio, that of course from a moral point of view it's very important that you build credibility by not being as nasty as the regime you're trying to topple.